To order the Bids and Purchases Committee, Monday, March 4th, 2019, at 8:30. Like to welcome everybody here. Hope you had a good weekend. The first item up is the approval of the minutes for the January 3rd, 2019 meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the January 3rd meeting. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. And the ayes have it. Second item on the agenda is public comments. Do we have anyone here that would like to make any public comment on this item or any other on the agenda? Y'all are a quiet group on a Monday. The third item is a review of the construction manager at risk process. Mr. DeMora, please cord off.
You know, Mr. Chairman, Marcy is so good that she has all of these items ready to discuss and ready for your consideration. So if you don't mind, I will let Marcy go ahead.
Yes, no pressure there.
Yeah, none.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So last year, the procurement code was updated to allow for different methods of construction contracting. One of the methods is the construction manager at risk. This method is currently being used for the construction and expansion of Fire Station 4. Since the award of the construction manager at risk will require the guaranteed maximum price to come back to the Bids and Purchases Committee this fall, we wanted to provide an overview of the process. The first step was to solicit for qualified engineering and architectural services. This was done last fall, and at the November 5th Bids and Purchases Committee, you approved the negotiation and award with Rosenblum Co. Architects Incorporated out of four proposals. The next step was to solicit for qualified construction managers at risk. This was also done in the fall. Of the six qualified CMR firms, they were reviewed, evaluated, and reduced to four. The four pre-qualified firms then turned in an RFP for pre-construction services. The CMR contract was awarded on December 3rd at the Bids and Purchases Committee to Hood Construction Company Incorporated. The award for the pre-construction, while below the threshold required for bids and purchases, was brought to you so that you would be aware of the process and know when we bring back for the guaranteed maximum price, while you're only looking at one firm. So what will happen is that they will come back in the architect is going through, they'll be working with them, making sure that, knowing our budget, that they're staying within the scope of the budget. Then we will, upon completion of design, we will work with them to come up with a guaranteed maximum price that we will bring back to you for your approval.
Sounds good. Committee?
No, I'm good with that. So y'all are recommended, or the staff's recommended, contracting with that's Rhythm Engineering?
Oh, next one.
That's the next item.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. This is the only one I have there. Okay.
That was just for information only, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go.
Do y'all have any questions? Okay.
No.
Hearing now, we'll move to item number four, which is the award of contract for adaptive signal control systems upgrade on Coleman Boulevard.
Yes, sir. An approved part of the Coleman Boulevard project was the upgrade of the InSync adaptive traffic control system for nine intersections along Coleman Boulevard. The upgrades include a processor update and detection equipment upgrades. Also in the project is the expansion of the adaptive control system to three additional intersections to expand the existing corridor connectivity and coordination. Rhythm Engineering is the single source for this InSync system equipment. So it is recommended that the Bids and Purchases Committee approve contracting with Rhythm Engineering in the amount of $279,298.50 to install the system on nine intersections and three additional along Coleman Boulevard.
I just have a couple questions.
Yes, ma'am.
One is,
Is this in addition to everything else that's going on for Coleman? Is this separate from that project? Okay. The second question is, are these the same folks that handle this type of light control on like 17?
Yes, ma'am.
So they're already, well, because you said they're the only ones.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And this is supposed to be where it actually sort of senses the cars and the level of traffic itself, or it's pre-programmed based on time?
It platoons vehicles mm-hmm. to gain roughly a 20% efficiency throughout the network.
The reason I ask the question is because, here we go again, coming off of 41 in the morning onto 17, a lot of people are excited about the strong possibility, looks like maybe going forward, of the second lane southbound. But they're also saying, okay, great, if we can fix that and then we can fix the turn, which is part of what we'd be doing, we still have the problem that the lights stop us right there at Brickyard, and it really does often seem like there's nobody coming from the side roads there and others, you know, 6 Mile, et cetera, hardly any cars coming that way, and yet pile up, you know, not pile up in terms of accident, excuse me, wrong choice of words, a big backup of traffic that makes it hard to get onto 17. So the question is, what do they use to sense, you know, how the traffic is on the side roads?
Same system.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that there are times during peak hours where even this system, as good of a technology as it is, can't keep up with the tremendous demand at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're sensing, forgive the pun, a backup at that location where the off roads don't appear to have vehicles, then I'll take that as information and go back and make sure that that's operating properly.
Okay, so just basically let y'all know or let Brad know. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, while you're doing that, please check the Walmart light.
Yeah.
Because I get up early in the morning and there's no cars on the road and that thing turns red and I'm the only one sitting around. So I have mentioned it to Brad, but it still does it in the middle of the, I mean, like I said, there's no cars on the road with me. So if you check that one, that'd be good too.
Glad to.
So this is for a total of 12?
Yes, sir.
Intersections. Can you tell me, I see 9 intersections along Coleman with an additional 3. Where are the additional 3 slated to be installed?
Yes, sir. So they're existing, but they'll have this new equipment on them. It's Chuck Dolly and Myrick Road. It's Chuck Dolly, Ben Sawyer, and Coleman. And then it's Rifle Range and Billy Swales.
Okay, great. Thank
Chuck Dolly certainly needs one there at Bowman Road. Absolutely needs one there. Yeah, because it's backing all the way up to 526 sometimes now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve Rhythm Engineering in the amount of $279,298.50 to upgrade the NSYNC system at 9 intersections along Coleman Boulevard, and to install the system on 3 additional intersections to expand the existing corridor connectivity and coordination as advised by staff.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to accept the recommendations of staff as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. I believe that concludes our business.
The local vendor.
Oh, there we go. Local vendor quarterly report.
And we can't miss this one now. This is an important one.
Item number five, local vendor quarterly report.
Yes, sir. This is the quarterly update on the local vendor report. For the second quarter of fiscal year 2019, local vendors, defined as those with a town address and a town business license, comprised 18% of all vendor payments. This brings the year-to-date total to $5.4 million, or 19% of total payments. Local vendors in the town's local vendor partnership program total 38 vendors.
38, that's all, huh?
Yes, sir.
And at $5.4 million, that's since we started the program?
Just for this fiscal year.
Wow, that's great.
So it would be July 1st through December 31st.
Well, that's good news. I wonder if we can get that information out to our local businesses here so they can see that there are businesses that are enjoying this opportunity to partner with the town that maybe they don't know or they don't think, you know much about or know much of it, because certainly you can see it's helping the local businesses when you're spending that kind of money locally.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask or maybe even comment, since we're doing a lot of the voting on things that you present to us, but you can say much more clearly. Most of the time when we're not choosing a Mount Pleasant company, it's because they don't provide what we need, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So one thing, and this is just an economic development thing because I'm always trying to keep that hat on, is we may want to talk to some of these companies about not moving from where they are but expanding into Mount Pleasant, because I'm finding that as we present more and more economic development concepts to companies, they're saying, yeah, I'd love to have something on that side of the bridge. Let's face it, with our town community full of bridges, not our town, our community full of bridges, we would love to have more locations of things so it's easier to get around and basically cuts down traffic.
So. You know, also, I want to make sure we let people know that this does not include professional services. This is, you know, like attorneys and things like that, professional services, right?
This is the main criteria to be part of the partnership is that your principal place of business is in Mount Pleasant. Yes, sir.
I wrote that in 1997.
There you go.
But I just want to make sure people understood it's not for professional businesses.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
So, but economic development would actually be not professional businesses. It would be more manufacturing and contract,
right.
Things that bring things that could have gone anywhere else, such as they're in North Charleston, but we hire them because we don't have a location here and they do great work. So I guess my question is it possible to get a list of everybody that we hired for things, hired for services and, contact information? It'd be good to follow up with them.
Absolutely. That may take a little time and
of course.
Some work.
No rush.
But I don't want to let the opportunity pass because Mr. Santos, you had mentioned about the importance of promoting the program. And it's been a point of emphasis under your leadership here on the committee and your leadership, Mr. Owens, to promote this local mm-hmm. vendor program. And we have been. And I think likely it's reflected in the numbers that you're seeing above. So we'll continue to do so. And Ms. Landing, if you could give us a little time to create that information.
No rush at all. I just think it'd be great to start working on it.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for her to have it for the economic development side of the equation, but the numbers speak for themselves. This town does a great job as far as a local vendor. And appreciate the information. So thank you.
Shame we don't have any press here. They can let the people know what a good job the town's doing with supporting their local vendors.
Too early.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, committee is. Yeah, I guess so.